Before we go there, there are a couple people in the audience who want to comment too. Sue, and then we're going to go to the audience.
I just wanted to make another run at talking with Tom Dempsey about his concern. So if you have a vessel in a given sector that's fishing a specific gear on Georgia's bank, and they have a high discard of yellowtail because they're fishing on yellowtail or whatever, fishing on in a way that would catch yellowtail, you're concerned that discard rate will be attributed to, you know, another vessel fishing over here that doesn't have any yellowtail discard. But, you know, all of those observed trips are combined for that strata, right? So the discard rate is for the sector by area, by gear, and other vessels could be fishing that same gear in that same area that have a very low rate. So it's a combination. It's not that everybody's going to get that high rate because somebody happened to have an observer on. If someone over here has an observer on and they have zero yellowtail bycatch, then, you know, then it gets averaged. It's not going to be a higher discard rate. So hopefully that helps. We probably know that already. But
I'll just take a step back from this example and go to the sort of first principle. And the first principle is our goal is proper and accurate attribution of catch. To do that, we need resolution, the highest possible resolution that we can feasibly put on the water in terms of discard rates. Understanding that to get down to this level, certainly to get below this level, requires a tremendous amount of observer coverage and complicates things. But I think the first principle is to properly attribute catch, you should be working on the highest possible resolution of discard strata area to make sure that the averages that you are talking about don't include or aren't skewed because of underlying dynamics, because you painted the Georgia's bank with too broad a brush. That's just what I'm getting back to.
Thanks, Tom. Mary Beth. Vito.
Yeah, I just wanted to encourage, I think it's going to take a little bit of a workshop between some of the people that really work on the sector end of this and understand how the feedback loop works. I tend to agree with Tom's concern. I don't know that you can really create the right incentives or tracking within a sector to have people have the incentive to fish in the low bycatch areas and know that they're actually going to work with the low allocations that they have. It'd be very difficult to internally redistribute the sector ACE that way. I think the feedback that's needed, or at least if the PDT or NIMS could provide different strata so that sector managers can identify where their vessel actually fished, because the assumed discard rate is going to be still based on the broad strata. There's only one strata right now for that area and gear. And so people that are catching less, they're still waiting for an observer, and they're waiting to fish in the areas in the low discard rate areas. I don't think it can be done internal just to the sector. I think it's going to take additional resolution. We're going to need at least one additional strata, at least, where you know you have very low catches of yellowtail, so that when that trip report is triggered through, the right discard rate is applied to it, and then internally the sector can work with that. But if you just have a blended discard rate like we have right now, I don't think you're going to create the right incentives. And I think when you get to the next discussion about what you really do with Georgia's Bank yellowtail and how you allocate it and you know, the zero possession discussion and all that, you're going to want to go back to this discussion and figure out how you're going to have the fleet go to work in 2013. Unless you have, you know what I mean, I think we're going to have to really think about, this is going to be sectors with such a low ACE that unless they can start out knowing that they can fish in an area that's being tracked that is already starting out at low discard rate, you know, they're going to have to boot out the guy with 3,000 pounds of yellowtail allocation, because they're not going to let him go to work. He's going to go in his yellowtail area once, and he's going to create a discard rate potentially that's going to change the whole sector's status. They're not even going to be able to go to Georgia's Bank, period. So we have to define at least one more strata, I think, in the area.
Other comments from the industry? Back to committee. I'm not hearing a whole lot of support. Dave, and then David.
Well, that's the problem. Vito's just outlined the problem. What strata do you draw up there? I don't see one. You know, maybe the very northwest corner outside the light green boxes, but that's not much of an area. Other than that, it's too much of a hodgepodge. If you do it at the 10-minute square resolution, which is probably how it should be done, the observer cost will exceed the value of the fish to get the 30% CV. This really gets back to the central issue of how you charge people for discards, which has been a pet peeve of mine from day one. I don't fish all summer, and I come back and I get my, what I got left for fish, and it's changed dramatically from what it was when I quit fishing in July, in middle of July, because the assumed discard rate has changed. I haven't caught a single fish, but a whole bunch of my fish disappeared. They vanished over a three-month period. I didn't catch them. And that's the issue. Until we get this down to the individual boat basis and people get charged for what they actually kill, there's flaws in the system, big flaws. And if we put it down to the individual boat basis, the cost of the 30% CV for observers, the cost of the observers to get the 30% CV on an individual boat basis makes it cost prohibitive. So it's pretty much a circular argument here. It's a cat chasing its tail, a dog chasing its tail, whatever you want to call it. He can see the tail, but he still can't get a bite on it. So, I have no problem with drawing a strata in that northwest corner, but I don't think it's really going to change things very much. That's my personal opinion.
Dr. Pierce.
Are you looking for a consensus view or a specific motion, Mr. Chairman? Because I'll make a motion.
Sure if we have a consensus. So what
well, then I would make motion a motion. On the table. I would make a motion. I would move that after reviewing plan development team identified complications, for revising the Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder operating area, the committee recommends the Georges Bank Yellowtail Flounder area not be redrawn in the sector framework.
Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Sue. Yeah, let's wait just a second until it gets it up on the board.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, to the motion, I certainly see the merits of trying to redraw the area to address, once again, the idea, the concept, the zone suggested by Jimmy Arden initially, or some other area that may jump out at us, but I see none that jumps out at us. And the PDT has done a very good job. The complications are very significant. I don't see any way to get around them now. Maybe in the future we can. That's going to require a lot more work. We need this framework to be implemented in a timely way, and I don't think it will be implemented in a timely way if we create a problem for ourselves and our staff, the plan development team specifically, by our having to somehow overcome all of these complications. So it has merit, but at this time I don't think we can do it, and I don't want to cause grief for ourselves in getting this framework in place by May 1.
Tom, just a question for Dr. Pierce. I think I understand. I think we're conflating two issues. The issue in the PDT document, what we're calling the Yellowtail Flounder Operating Area, the complications of which are under bullet 11, and you've identified. Those, as I understand it, are directly linked to that actual operating area, identifying a portion of Georges Bank which effectively wouldn't be managed under ACE. That people could go there with no ACE and continue to fish. I'm perfectly comfortable eliminating that as an alternative because I think the PDT and we have all raised real concerns about pursuing that approach through a framework. or pursuing that approach at all. But I do think that the issue regarding how we apportion catch on unobserved trips is specifically stated as a separate alternative by the PDT. So by voting for this motion, I would imagine that we're not saying that we might not come back and request that NIMS adjust how we're attributing discards in that way on Georges Bank, that we leave that option on the table to come back to as we develop it. This would specifically be to the operating area. Okay.
Laura. Other committee members? Audience, Terry.
I'm Terry Elgin. I'm a fisherman from Maine. That's a huge area northwest of there that a lot of the boats work. Lindicole, all the way down across the deep water there. I think that maybe we should take a little break, maybe draw a strata, and maybe some of the committee members could take a look at that and see what they thought. I mean, it's a huge area. 522, that's all 100 fathoms. You know, and we're getting charged yellowtails for that area, so would that be possible, Terry?
I'm hoping the mayor will show up. do you expect him momentarily? Okay, why don't we take a five-minute break? Hopefully the mayor will be here, and we'll come back and see if we can get some, you know, something on the table before we move this motion forward.